Okay, so we are on Daf, we're doing today now Daf Pei Dalet. We're on the very bottom of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, but let's just recall where we're up to. So the Mishnah had asked the question, they want to know where, how do we know that a boat remains Tahor? So the Mishnah brought a pasuk that says that it's Tahora, it's not Mekabel Tumah, from a pasuk of Derech Aniya B'Lev Yam, that something that's in the water does not become Tameh. But then we brought down a Brisa from Chananya. And Chananya said that the reason why a boat is tahor is because a boat is somehow, it's a kli eitz, usually a wooden vessel. A wooden vessel is compared to a sock, to like a bag, right? It's considered to a sock, and therefore it's only going to become tameh the same way that a sock becomes tameh, only if it can be pulled or carried, both when it's full and when it's empty. The Gemara gave two nafgaminas. Number one, the nafgamina was whether or not the boat is made out of kli cheres. So according to our Mishnah, kli cheres would still be tahor, because it's still a boat, it goes in the water. According to Chananya, it would still be tameh because the pasuk that compares certain kelim to sak does not include cheres. The second nafkamina the Gemara brought was a small boat. According to the Mishnah, it would still be tahor because a boat's a boat. And according to Chananya, it would be tameh because since it's compared to sak and a small boat can be carried. I guess like a rowboat or a kayak or a canoe, it can be carried even when it's full or empty. Therefore, it would be tameh. So now Rava now comes, it's going to qualify Chananya. Amar Rava, Rava says, Ule Chananya, according to Chananya, who says that a sfina that can be pulled, if a sfina can be pulled, it can be mekabel tumah. If a boat can be pulled, it can be mekabel tumah. So he says, Tiltul al yedei shvarim shmei tiltul. When it means to be pulled, it doesn't necessarily mean it only has to be pulled by a person. If the boat is small enough or it's able to be pulled by oxen, I guess you have it like in a canal or something like that, the oxen pull it on the side, that's enough to be considered something that can be pulled. And even though it can't be pulled by humans, but it can be pulled by the strength of these oxen, it is going to be considered a boat that can be pulled, and therefore it could be mekabel tumah. Right? Rashi says, L'chananya, the amar sfina ha-metantelas melea tameya, that if a sfina can be moved when it's full, it's tameh, afilu eda metantelas l'alidei shvarim, even if it can only be pulled by oxen, merov v'dol, because it's so big, nevertheless have a tiltul, that's considered tiltul, and tameh, and it's going to be tameh. Okay. The Gemara says, now brings a proof. The Tanan, Gemara brings a proof from a Mishnah in Kalim. This Mishnah in Kalim just has a bunch of, talks about three things, three, three, and three. So it brings, the Gemara now brings a proof from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Kalim, Perach of Dalar, Mishnah Beis. Shalosh al-Golos Haim. There are three types of wagons, and it different in their dinim, in which way, in with the wagon, as to how they can or cannot convey Tumah. So Asuya Kika De Dira. If it's made, it's almost like a chariot. So it's made in such a way that it's the wagon is encircled in three sides, and someone can get on it from the back. Right? So now this is something that's made to be sat on. That's its purpose. So therefore, so if it's asu ki ka te dera timeya midras, it can convey tumah from a midras. Again, a midras is something, but the tumah of a zava or a zava can be conveyed to a midras if they sit on something, even if they're not in direct contact with that item, but even if they're under 10 sheets or 10 mats, if it's something that they can sit on, it's derech for them to sit on, right? If the midras can convey tumah if they're sitting on an item that the main utility is used for sitting, or even if the main utility is something else, but sitting on that item does not disrupt the main utility of the item, then it can transmit medra. So this chariot type thing, which is made for sitting, therefore it can contract tumas medras. But kimita, if you have an agala that's made like a bed, I mean, I view it like those pickup trucks, like a flatbed truck. So it's a flatbed truck. So that we say cannot be mitame b'medras because, yes, someone can sit on it, but if someone is sitting on it and then you want to use it for its function, we tell the guy to get up. So therefore, sitting on it disrupts its main function. We tell the person, amod, get up, v'nasa b'malachteinu, get up and let us do our work. So that flatbed can only be mekabel tumeya tumeh meis. It can accept tumas meis and all other tumas, but cannot accept tumas medras. That's wagon number two. Wagon number three is a wagon made of avanim. It's a wagon that they use in order to transmit large stones. It's sort of like a cage. It's cage-like, so it transmits large stones. The cage has big holes, so therefore the stones can stay in there, but it's not big enough. The holes are too big for a base kibble of rimonim. In order for something to be considered a kli, it has to be something that can hold rimonim, and these cannot hold rimonim. It's a shelavonim tahorim miklum. It's not that type of wagon is not going to contract tum at all. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says the im yeshba base kibble rimonim. But if that cage-like wagon has a base kibble, meaning it's the holes in the cage, I guess, are big enough to hold rimonim that they won't fall through. Then it's Tamei Mace, then it can contract Tamei Mace. It won't be able to contract Tumas Medrus again, because the purpose of this is to carry the loads, and if a person sits on there, we tell them, Amod V'Nasem Amlachtena, we tell them to get up, so therefore sitting on it does disrupt its main utility. It's not going to be able to be susceptible to Tumas Medrus, but it would be susceptible to Tumas Mace if and only if the cage-like structure used to hold the rocks is the holes in that cage are big enough, are small enough that rimonim, that pomegranates, wouldn't fall through. But you see from here, right, what's the proof? You see from here, from the words of Rav Yochanan, that even though we have this kli'etz, right, this kli'etz that's not going to be metaltal al yedei adam, it's only kli'etz is compared to a sock. So we have this big kli'etz that's schlepping heavy stones, correct? It's schlepping heavy stones. And nevertheless, if it's not going to be, if the holes are not that big, it can become a kabbal tumah, even though this is something that schleps heavy stones. It's very heavy, and it's not pulled by humans. It's an ox-drawn wagon, apparently. Nevertheless, if the holes in them are short enough, small enough for motzi rimonim, it will be mekabel tumah. So that's the same thing as what Rava said for Chananya, that if the boat, even if the boat is being pulled, but being pulled by oxen, that's enough to be considered a kli, and that's enough to tell you that it's shmei tiltul, and that's enough to say that it would be mekabel tumah. Now the Gemara just brings the next part of that Mishnah in Kalim, which is actually not the next part of the Mishnah in Kalim. It skips the Mishnah, and Tosfos asks, not sure why they bring part. The Mishnah has three parts, A, B, and C. The Mishnah used part A as a raya for us, and now brings part C. What happened to part B? Right? Tosfos says, by Dim Rasul Shalosh Tevo saying, he says, Kasha Lari, the Ri is bothered, that my Maisla, why do we bring this? Dim Mishum, that he's safer, that he, the Gimel Golos, because if this is the safer, the end of the Mishnah that talks about the three wagons, Hain, Im Kain, Havila Achve, Hahi, the Gimel Arevo, Shem Bein Taim. Well, there's a Mishnah in between that talks about three bowls. So Tosos leaves us a Tzarchian as to why this is brought and not the Mishnah in between, but we read the Gemara as is. The Gemara says, Shalosh Tevos, Hain, there are three different types of not wagons, but the three types of cabinets. So you have Teva Shepitcha Mitzida. So you have a Teva that has the opening from the side. So if you lie down on it, it's not going to interrupt or interfere with its function, with its utility, because you open it from the side, someone can sit on top of it. So therefore, Tamei Medras. Therefore, it's going to be able to accept Tumas Medras, because it's something that a person can sit on it, and sitting on it does not interfere with its main utility, Tamei Medras. But Milmala, but if the opening of this is from the top, so therefore that's the utility to get into it, is to open this chest from the top. So if someone is sitting on it, you'll tell them, get off, I need to open this in order to get in. So therefore sitting on it messes up the main utility of this item, and therefore it's not going to be able to accept Tumas Medrash, but it would be Tamei Mace. But now the next one is the Haba'a B'Midah, something that's Ba'a B'Midah, which means it's really, really, really big, Tahorim Miklum. Then it's going to be to hold from everything. It's not going to be able to metame at all, because it's not roi to medras. You can't be tami to medras, because if sitting on it disrupts its main utility, and therefore it's not something that's used for sitting, and it's not roi for other tumos, because it cannot be pulled when it's big. Even the oxen can't pull it. This is something that's really, really big. Rashi says, Habab Meda, he says, Teva gedolosh einem tatelas. It's this big, big thing that's not moved. It's a big storage bin, I guess. It has this window on top that you go in to get. It's like a big storage, I guess. I guess this big storage thing. I'm now wondering, they talk about if it's pulled by ox, that's enough to make it susceptible to tumah. What about nowadays when you have like these big storage things, or these, you know, they have these garbage bins that are put outside when you're doing construction, and they can be taken away by like a tow truck. Does that now is that considered the tow truck today's oxen to consider it that it can be moved and therefore susceptible to tumah? Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. The Bryce and the Gemara now moves on to another statement. It talks about the Kli Cheres. Remember, the rule is by Kli Cheres that a Kli Cheres can only become Tamei if from the airspace on the inside. If anything Tamei touches it on the outside, the Kli Cheres has not become Tamei. if the inside, if something tummy goes into the inside, even without touching the walls, it becomes tummy. So therefore, if someone sits, let's see, have this barrel, that's Klichar's barrel, and turn it upside down, and someone sits on the back of it, it's not going to be susceptible, not going to be able to accept tumah. The same things apply. Tana Rabbanan, Midras Klicheres Tahor. The Midras on Klicheres, of a Klicheres that's made for yeshiva, and a Zav sits on it, it's Tahor. It's not going to be Tame from Tumas Midras, because, again, Klicheres only accepts Tuma from the inside. But then Rav Yossi brings a very cryptic statement. Rav Yossi Omer, Afasfina. Rav Yossi says, so too the boat. So the Gemara says, Mike Amar. What did Rav Yossi say? What's the meaning of this braisa? Because the words Afasfina are very cryptic. So Amar Rav Zvid said, Hachi Kamar. This is how we're going to explain the braisa. Medras Kli Cheres Tahor, the Medras of a Kli Cheres is Tahor, like we said. So if a Zav sits on this Kli Cheres, but doesn't, you know, in the inside, it doesn't contract Tuma. Umagao, but if the Zav puts his hand inside the Kli Cheres, then it's Tamei, because like any other Kli Cheres, it accepts Tuma from the inside. And then, and you're going to add these words to Tanakama, Visvina Shel Cheres Tameya, and the boat of a Kli Cheres boat is going to be Tamei, because Kichananya, we're going to hold like Chananya, who tells us that a Svina that's made of an eitz is not, he says, a Svina Shel Cheres Tameya Kichananya. It's going to be Tameya. Because Chananya says that you compare it to sock, and just like sock is something that's carried full and empty, so to a Svina that can be carried full and empty can become Svina. Therefore, the Svina of Cheres is going to be Tameh. But a Svina Shel Cheres is going to be Tameh no matter what, because Cheres, earthenware, is not compared to sock in that pasuk from yesterday, and therefore it doesn't have the limitation of Mole or Rekan, and therefore it's going to be Tame. But then comes Rav Yossi and says, Af Hasfina Tahora. Even the Sfina is Tahora. Why? Kitana Didad. Because he holds like the Tana of our Mishnah, who learned out from the pasuk Derech Aniya Belev Yam, that a boat is a boat is a boat, and a boat is not susceptible to Tuma, even if it is a earthenware Sfina. The Gemara then says, Maskalar Papa, I don't understand this explanation, because my af. Where does the word af come here? The word af means also. But what's going on here, right? According to Rav Zvid, Rav Yossi is coming to be metahir the Sfina even from Tuma. But what does he mean even, right? The Tanakama wasn't metahir the Kli Cheres from the Kli Cheres. He said the Kli Cheres comes Tame if touched. So Ella Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says, Hachika Amar. This is how you explain the This is how you explain the braisa. Medras Kli Cheres Tahor. Same way before, the medras of a Kli Cheres is Tahor. Again, if you turn this barrel upside down, Kli Cheres barrel upside down, the Zav or Zav is sitting on it, it does not contract too much medras, because a Kli Cheres only becomes tummy from the inside. Right? Medras Kli Cheres Tahor, Umiga O Tame. But if he touches on the inside, it becomes Tame. Now the Rabbeinu Chanan takes out these next few words, the Shel Eitz Ben Midraso Ben Migo Tame. Rashi keeps them in, Rabbeinu Chanan takes them out. And then, so let's just take them out for now because it makes it easier. So we'll go Ela Amar Apop again. Hachika Amar, Medras Kli Cheres Tahor. If a Zav sits on the barrel, it is Tahor, right? Umiga O Tame. If he touches on the inside, it becomes Tame. Visvinas Hayardein Tahora. And the boat of the Yardin, which is a small boat, is going to be Tahora according to our Tana Didon, like our Tana, like the Tana of our Mishnah, who says every boat is Tahor, even though this is something small that can be pulled. But Rav Yossi Omer, Af HaSfina Tameya. He says even the Sfina is Tamei Kechananya, like Chananya, because since the Sfina Sayardin is like all other Kli'et, it's very small, it can be pulled, and therefore, if it can be pulled, it's like a sock, and therefore, sock Samach Kuf, not sock S-O-C-K, sock like Samach Kuf, therefore it can be pulled, so it's only a big boat that's not come Tamei, but the small boat, the Sfina Sayardin, which is small and can be pulled, is going to become Tamei. So now the Gemara goes back to explain to us, how do we know that a Kli Cheres does not become Tamei B'Medras, right? How do we know Medras Kli Cheres B'Nal Natar? How do we know that a Kli Cheres, even if it's made for sitting, I don't know, you say have some Kli Cheres, it's carved in such a way, and it's made for sitting, nevertheless, if a Medras sits on it, and therefore, even though it's Meyuchah for sitting, if a Zav sits on it, it's not going to contract Tuma from the Zav. How do we know that? Amar Chizki, Rav Chizki says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, this is why the Pasuk talking about the Tuma of a Mishkav Zav, it says, V'ish asher yigav b'mishkavo, and a man who touches his mishkav, something that he sits on, so it says how makish mishkavo lo. It compares his mishkav, the thing that he sat on, to him. So mahu islei tahar b'mikvah, just like he, the individual, the person who became a zav, has the ability to become tahor if he goes to a mikvah, af mishkavonami. So too, the only thing that becomes tameh is something that can also become tameh, I guess, in a mikvah, or to become tahor, either a mikvah or mayim chayim, right? But the af mishkavonami, the islei tahar b'mikvah, only if it has a tahor b'mikvah. But a klicheres, we know the rule, like klicheres, that a klicheres, once it becomes tameh, cannot go to mikvah, cannot become tahor mikvah. The only way to make a klicheres tahor is to break it. So the limud is just like the Moshe, the Mishkav himself, the guy who's sinning himself, can become tahor if he goes to a mikvah. So too, the only things that he makes tameh are things that can become tahor if they go to a mikvah. That comes to exclude kicheres, which cannot become tahor because it doesn't have tahor in the mikvah. It only has tahor by shvira. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, they learned it out from a different source, and we're going to have a third source a little later. It says over there, this is by the Zava, similar. It says Kol Mishkav Ashatishkav Alav Kol Yemei Zava Kim Mishkav Nidasar Yela. Again, Mashkiv Mishkav Makish Mishkav Alav. It's the same limud. You compare what she sits on to her. Ma he islei tahar b'mikvah, just like she has the ability to become tahor if she goes to a mikvah, af mishkavanami. So too, the only thing that she'll make tamei is something that has the ability to become tahor if it goes to a mikvah, right? Af mishkavanami, the islei b'mikvah, lafuke klicheres, comes to exclude the klicheres, the leslei tahar b'mikvah, which does not have a tahara in the mikvah. So you see from here that something that does not have tahara in the mikvah cannot become tamei. So that's the premise now the Gemara gives. So the Gemara now says, okay, let me ask you the following question. Masiv Rav Ilah. Okay, Rav Ilah asked the following question. Okay, again, here there's going to be a Machlokas Rashi Tosos, how to learn it. Like I always say, we're going to go according to Rashi now because it makes it nice, it makes it a little easier for us. So Mas, and that's because the article comes to follow Rashi, and the Masifta knows Masiv Rav Ilah. So Rav Ilah says, asked the following question. We learned in a Braisa, Mapatz B'meis Minayin. So basically what you have is this sort of wood mat that's used for sitting, but it doesn't have a base kibble. It's just flat. So therefore, it's considered pshute kli'etz. It's a simple kli'etz, right? It's a regular kli'etz, and it's made for sitting, right? So the medrash can sit on it. Mapatz kli'etz. Rashi says, Matzvokinim b'meis minayin, less Rashi on the page, and minayin shehu tama. How do we know that it's tama? V'fisha matzinu shepshute kli'etz tahorin mitumas magal sheretz. We know that a flat piece of wood that doesn't have a base kibble, doesn't have a receptacle, is tahor. It doesn't contract tuma from the magal sheretz. But minayin, how do we know shekli haroyi l'mishkav u'moshav, a kli that's made for sitting purposes, you know, like these mats that they make for sitting purposes, it goes into the whole like the issue with the mats on the schach, but minayin shekli haroyi l'mishkav u'moshav mekabal tumas maga b'meis. If it touches a mace, how do you know that it becomes tameh? So where do we learn that from? So the Gemara says, v'dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. How do we know it's a kal v'chomer? Ma pachin ketanim, where we have these small little kli cheretz that have a very, very, very small hole on the top, and that you can't put your finger in here. It's like a small little bottle, right? Mak pachin ketanim. You can't even put a finger in there. So tahorim b'zav. They can never become tamei via zav. They can never contract tumas medras because the only way klicheres can contract tuma is if you from the inside. And these things have such a narrow top that you can't put your finger inside, so they can't go inside. You can't become tuma, right? They're not matama b'maga, where you can't touch them. Right. Nevertheless, tameim the mace, if they're in an ohel and they're open, the tumas of the mace can protrude into that small opening. Why? Because that's the mace. The tumas mace spreads out. It says the chol kli pasuch, any open kli, and this is an open kli, so it can go in. So it cannot. This small pachin katani cannot contract tumor from the zav, but nevertheless, they can contract tumor from the mace. So mapatz, this reed, right, shed zav, which can be contract tumor from the zav because they can sit in it. Ain't no din she a tamei mace, so kal v'chomer it should become tamei if it's in the ohel mace, because if something that cannot contract tumor from the zav can contract tumor in the ohel mace, so something that can contract tumor from the zav alachas kam v'kamo Gemara says should be able to contract tumor in the ohel. So therefore, we know that these flat reed things can be these flat pieces of wood that are made for sitting can contract tumas mace in the ohel. So the Gemara says, Vamai, but why is this mapatz nitma but medras? Why does it become tameh by medras? Hales le tahar b'mikvah. It can't go into the mikvah. Why does it not have tahar b'mikvah? Rashi says, the ki ksiv tfilah, when they write the idea of tfilah, it's bisparsha shrotzim, in the parsha of the creepy crawly things, in the parsha's midjan, right, and writes all those things. It talks about keteva, the things that have a receptacle. Vahana came the ksivi hosam yafinin luhu tvila aval pshuti kliets, but flat pieces of wood shalonik tivusham, which aren't written in those parashas, inyan tuma lo yafinin luhu tvila the less like tahara b'mikva. They don't have a tahara b'mikva. Daha lo ksivu b'hu, because they're not written in that parsha, right? So those aren't written in the parsha. So therefore pshuti kliets, just like klicheres, do not have tahara in the mikva. So something doesn't have tahara in the mikva. We just established before that the reason why the klicheres that the zav sits upon cannot become tamei is because it cannot have tahara in the mikvah. So why does this piece, this flat kliet become tamei? It also doesn't have tahara in the mikvah. So Amrle Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina answers back to Rav Ilah, Shani Hasam, this flat piece of wood that's used for sitting is different. Hoel the ika bimino, because in its species there is a possibility of it going to mikvah. If it has a receptacle, it's only pshute kliets, flat pieces of wood that don't have a receptacle, that cannot become tahor in the mikvah. But if it has a receptacle, they can become tahor in the mikvah. So therefore, we look at the species in general. Pieces of wood can become tameh because there are certain pieces of wood which they have the receptacle that can be made tahor in the mikvah, as opposed to the klicheres, where there is no such thing as a klicheres that can become tahor in the mikvah. Okay, Amr Lei. So Rav Ilah says back to Rav Chanina, because remember, Rav Chanina says, Hov Ikamino, Rav Ilah says back to him, Rachmana Litzim Ahidaita. That's ridiculous. God should save us from this type of logic. You're off the wall. So he says back to him, so Rav Chanina says back to Rav Ilah, Adarabba, on the contrary, Rachmana Litzim Ahidaita Didach. HaKadosh Baruch should save us from your Svara, because there is a Chiluk. But time am I, so how do I know? And I have a proof that it makes a difference, Ikabimino. Why? Because we're going to bring two psukim. Trei Kroy Ksivi. There are two psukim written by Medras of Azov. One pasuk says, the one we learned before, V'isha sher yigab mishkavo. It's a cat, right? With his mishkavo, it says, Yichabes begadav rechatz b'mayim v'tamed arif. So there, it's mishkavo with being possessive. So therefore, we learned this comparison between him and what he sits on. And then another pasuk says, The first pasuk we quote is it's Perek Tezvav. The first pasuk we quote is pasuk Hey. Now we're quoting the pasuk Dalid. It says the Chol Hamishkav Asher Yishkav Alav Azay Yitma. And in this pasuk it says Mishkav, which is not personal. The first pasuk compares him to the Mishkav. The second pasuk does not. So we have one pasuk where we learned a comparison. One pasuk which would teach us that only if, like him, if he goes to mikvah, so too the item he sits on becomes a mikvah, has to go to mikvah. The second pasuk doesn't have that limud. So haketzad, how do we resolve this apparent contradiction? Resolve the apparent contradiction, as Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Lo, yesh bimino afal gav de les leit tahara b'mikvah, ein bimino machkesh mishkavo l'zo. So if there is within that type of item, like wood, there is bimino that can go to the mikvah, if it has a base kibul, so then we will say that the zav can make a tameh. But if in that mino, in that type of item, in that species of item, like klicheres, there is no way in any situation for klicheres to go into mikvah, then we're going to say that the zav does not make it tameh, because if the category has the mikvah, it still gets the mishkav, even if it itself can't go to mikvah. But if the category, if the form does not have a mikvah, then the zav will not make it tameh at all. Okay. Now, Rava brings another proof, another source, about how we know that the klicheres has not become tamei betumas medrash. We said before we brought two sources. Again, before we brought Chizkiya and Bei Rabbi Shmuel. They learned it out for Asher Yigab Mishkavo or Kimishkav Nidasah Yehalah, that there was a comparison between the tamei person and the item they're sitting on, just like the tamei person can become tahor if he goes to mikvah, so the item that they sit on has to be something to go to mikvah. But now Rava gives another reason. Rava says, Medrash kli cheres tahor mehacha. We learn it out from here. This is from the idea of the tumah of a kli cheres in an oel hames. Okay, so we have a kli cheres which is in an oel hames. Again, kli cheres can only accept tumah from the inside. So if the kli cheres is sealed and it's closed, then it cannot become tameh, and the tumas mace won't go in. If it's open, the tumas mace can go in. There's also another rule that if an item is already tameh, if the item is already tameh, then the item is already tameh, then the tumas mace does go into it. So what happens here? The pasuk says, right, the kol kli pasuach asher ein samit besil alav tamehu. So any open kli that doesn't have a stopper on it, doesn't have a pakak on it, that is going to become tamei. Ha, yeast somebody peel off, if it does have a stopper on it, if it does have a cork on it, I guess, then it's taller. It protects what's inside. So let's say you have food inside these items, and if it's closed up, so the food are not going to become tamei mace. So Rava makes a diuk, because the pasuk doesn't make any distinction between what type of klicheres we're talking about. It just says klicheres. So milo eskinan, we can also be dealing with the case of a klicheres diyachadinu liishtonida. Maybe we're talking about a case where there's a klicheres that was set aside for my nida wife to deal with it. So she was nida, and therefore she touched it. And nevertheless, ka'amar rachmana tahor. The Torah tells us that it is tahor. What? So how does that work? So let's look at Rashi. Milo askinan, right? Rashi before the Mishnah. Milo askinan. Milo mashma mikra is also not, you can say in the pasuk, dafilu yichadola also clearly ishto nidol yeshiv ala kol yomer. Even if this is a kli that you set aside for your wife who's a nida to sit on it whenever she's tamei. Amakra, and the pasuk nevertheless says, if it's sealed up, the matzil al masha betocho ba oames. It's going to save what's inside it, inside an old oames, if it's closed. The itame medras, now if your wife, who's nida or zava, and she transmits tumas medras, but if this thing became tame medras, heche matzil. How can it save? Even if it's closed up, how can it save? Va'kol davar tuma eino chotzes neyatuma. If something is tamei, if something is tamei, it says if the item itself, it allows the tuma to pursue through, to go through. So if this idea, el shema mino, you see from here, the ein medras b'klicheres, you see from here that the wife, being a nida, sitting on this klicheres, does not make it tamei. Right? Hilkach klicheres hamukot samil p'til tar mikol tuma. Therefore, the klicheres, even if it's miyuchad for a zava to sit on it, it's still going, if it's closed up, it's still going to protect what's inside. Again, if it was something that was tamei, it would not protect. The pasuk says that if something is closed, no matter what, it protects. Meaning, the klicheres protects so long as it's closed. Even if it's a klicheres that was used by a zava, must mean that the zava sitting on the outside of the klicheres does not make it tamei, because if it was tamei, then the tumah would go through even if it was sealed up. So that's a third source to tell us that the medras of the klicheres is tahor. Okay, now we're going to start the next mishnah. The next mishnah is also not simple. We're talking now about planting kilayim, kilei zerayim. So the idea here is that we have, when it comes to different species of products being planted down, you can't have them next to each, close enough to each other that they draw nourishment from each other. They can draw nourishment from the same source, but they cannot draw nourishment from each other. You have to put them out in a distance to avoid nourishment from each other. The shir yunika it's called, and that shir yunika is called three tvachim. They have to be three tvachim separate from each other. So the Gemara then says, Mishnah says, minayin la'aruga, how do I know if I have a vegetable patch? Shehi shisha al shisha tvachim. The vegetable pack, it's six tvachim by six tvachim squared, right? So what? How do I know? Shezorin besocho chamisha zaronim. I can plant in there. I can figure out a way to plant five different species, and it won't be considered a mixture in every kilayim. How do I do that? I go arba al arba rucha sa'aruga. So you have the picture in Rashi there. You have four different species A, B, C, and D. A is on the east, B is on the south, C is on the west, and D is on the north. You plant them along the whole row, and you leave the corners empty. So if you leave the corners empty, it's clear that there's a separation between. So you have four on either side, right? So you have arba, arba, ruchos, aruga, v'achas be'emtza, and one little seedling in the middle. And that's going to be three tvachim, because the three tvachim includes the place where the item is planted. So the pasuk says, again, continuing our theme of these mishnayos, a rule that sort of has an asmacht in a pasuk. The pasuk says, ki ka'aretz totzi simcha uchagana ze'eret hatzmiach. The land will pull out its produce, and like a garden, the ze'eret hatzmiach will grow. So zira'a lo ne'mar ela zeru'eha. It doesn't say zara, which is its singular. It says zeru'eha in Lashon Rabbim. So how does that work? But let's look, if you want, we can do a Rashi. Rashi says, shezor betocha hezeronim, the lo have irbu. If you can plant these five different types of items, and it's not considered a mixture. Sheyishba kedei lahafrish b'neim hefrish haroi, because there's the distance between them is sufficient. Right, dalad midalad ruchas haruga. You have four on either side. Rashi says, memala it's kol haruach at somach lekeren until the end, until the corner. But achas beemsa, and one in the middle, garin echad, one seed in the middle. The afal pi shekol eitz lakrona smuchim lezeh. Even though the one, each side on the, each one's on the sides come close to each other at the corners, They don't have between them three tvachim. Now, nevertheless, ein kan beis meichos. There's no issue here. Why? The gabe klayim hekeru hu debainan delo have irbuv. The klayim copied kra. As long as there's a heker, as long as you can recognize and see that there's a separation. So what you have here with on the four sides, if you don't plant on the corner, there's this clear separation, and we don't have the issue. Aval yiniko lo chashinon. When it comes to yiniko, we're not choshes elabik like klayim doraisa. Okay, that goes on. Question one here, we're dealing with klayim doraisa, the rabbanan. But the Gemara Mishnah had mentioned that we learn out this idea that you can put these five different types of products in one field from this pasuk of kikar tzotzit simcha v'chaganazir eros hatzmiach. So my mashma, the Gemara says, how does that work? So Rav Yehuda, says, this is how you learn it out. Kikar is tzotzit simcha, that's going to make, it's five lishonos of growth. Totzi is one, tzimcha is one, so 1 + 1 = 2, haray trei. Zeruel is lashon rabim, is two, which is four. Ha'arba, tatzmiach chad, if you do tatzmiach, right, tatzmiach again, is going to be the fifth one. So that's how you have a remez for five different products. But you still don't have any here, anything idea about six tvachim, how do you know about six tvachim? It just says, right, again, tzimcha one, sorry, kikar totzi one, tzimcha is two, zeruel four, tatzmiach is five. That's how you have five, you can have five. But how do I know the six? How you know the sixth tefachim? The kim lehu l'rabbanon, and the rabbanon who are baki in these rules, they decide, they came out, the chamsha b'shita lo yonki mehadadi, that five zroyim in this area of 6 by 6, they are not going to jointly take, take sustenance from each other. That's what the Mishnah says, that's what the Gemara says, and that is going to be the rule, that if you have separation, the three tefachim, including all right, the seedling itself can be included in that three tefachim. That means these items are not going to be yonik from each other, and the corners are a recognition that there's a separation there as well. Okay, so we'll stop here on the second line on Pei Hei Amud Aleph. Have a good Yontif. Yeah.